Creating Great Relationships is now on the air with host Beth McClendon. This is the place to gain new insight into creating great relationships. Learn how to create a great relationship with God, with others, and with yourself.
Everyone, welcome to Creating Great Relationships. Have you ever noticed that some people are wired very differently from you? Some people come into the world wanting to control and lead. Others want to be directed and prefer to follow. Some people enjoy surprises and like spontaneity. Others dislike spontaneity and enjoy routine. Understanding another person helps create great relationships. Those of you who are familiar with my radio show know that I love to share about the four DISC personality styles. The way I teach DISC, DISC doesn't label anyone. It doesn't pigeonhole anyone. It does not limit anyone. In fact, it empowers everyone in everything they do. DISC helps people create great relationships with family, friends, and coworkers. Today I'm going to begin by answering the question, how can DISC help us serve God better? Then I'm going to give specifics about the differences in the styles in order to persuade you to consider learning more about DISC after this show is over. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." From that verse, we see that in the Old Testament, God thought unity was important. Let's see what God has to say about unity in the New Testament. I'm going to be reading excerpts from John 17, verses 11 through 23 in the King James Version. In John chapter 17, Jesus is praying to Father God. This is hours before Jesus went to the cross. He is praying for believers. Let's read verse 11. "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." We see that in that verse, Jesus is praying for unity for believers. Now look at verse 21. "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that thou also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Twice in verse 21, Jesus prays for our unity. Verse 22, "And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." You see it in verse 22. Now again in verse 23, "I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." Over and over, Jesus prayed for believers to be one. He prayed for believers to have harmony and unity with God and with each other. He wanted there to be peace among all of us. It is obvious that Jesus wants us to work together as a team. Jesus was praying for the believers then and the believers now. The Bible gives a lot of emphasis on unity for believers. As you learn more about the DISC personality model, you will understand how to have more harmony and unity with others. DISC helps people resist getting upset and taking offense with others. Even if you think and act differently from me, I can keep from becoming offended if I understand that the things you think and do are coming from your natural style. people usually aren't doing things against us. They are doing things that feel comfortable to them. They're doing things for themselves. Learning about DISC helps us to create the harmony and unity that God wants us to have. Let me quickly add another important benefit to learning DISC. As you accommodate people according to their personality style, people will feel more comfortable with you and more loved by you. During this show, I am going to give you a taste of several DISC topics in order to highlight the differences of the four styles. The differences in the DISC styles lead us to realize that we need to learn DISC. First, I'm going to give a short introduction to each of the four styles. Remember that everyone is a blend of traits from all four styles, but the style that has most of your traits would be called your personality style. The first style is the D, or dominant style. D's have traits such as direct, determined, decisive, demanding, and doer. They are wired to get results. The I style is the inspiring style. They have traits such as influencing, fun-loving, enthusiastic, energetic, and spontaneous. They like to be the center of attention. The S style is the supportive style. They have traits such as stable, steady, helpful, kind, and easygoing. They like routine. It is interesting to note that the S style is the style that desires peace and harmony the most. The C style is the cautious style. They have traits such as careful, contemplative, organized, orderly, and detail-oriented. They want to do things the right way. Now let's think of a team of four people, one from each personality style, in a work environment. Let's say that these four people have been assigned to work together to get a job done. Each person will approach the task differently. The D will want to do the task the quick way. A D person will want to get down to business and get the job finished. The I will want to do the task the fun way. The S will want to do the task the easy way, while the C person will want to do the task the excellent way. C's generally want everything done perfectly. Each style is going to be pulling the group toward their preferred method. Without understanding DISC, conflict can erupt. Next, I'm going to highlight the differences of the four styles by asking you a question. Have you ever wondered what other people are thinking about? Many times, our thoughts can be separated into four categories according to our personality style. D's. They are generally thinking about their goals, measurable results, speed, power, and how they can control things and people. I's. They're generally thinking about their friends, their image, being liked, and daydreaming about fun. S's. They're generally thinking about helping others, keeping stability, maintaining peace, and being nice to their family and friends. C's. They are generally thinking about gaining factual information, taking care of details, maintaining accuracy, creating order, and doing things right. Another interesting fact about DISC is that different personality styles are attracted to different kinds of words. If you want to gain the attention of someone, use the kind of words he or she really likes. D's like powerful words and concepts. I's like exciting words and concepts. S's like helpful words and concepts. C's like informative words and concepts. Just a quick note here. Many advertisers understand DISC and use it to persuade you to buy their product or use their service. Another area of difference can be found while people are talking on the phone. While having a conversation, each style has an underlying fear of losing something during the conversation. D's fear losing time or wasting time. They want to be productive. They want you to be direct and get to the bottom line. I's fear losing approval and being left out. They are thinking, "Do you like me? Do you like me?" They want you to make them feel important and liked. S's fear losing security and losing peace. They are afraid of dealing with conflict. They avoid anything that might cause conflict. They want you to be friendly and calm. C's fear losing correctness and accuracy. They are interested in giving and getting information. They ask lots of questions. They frequently stop the conversation in order to make sure facts are correct. Hopefully, the quick overview of DISC and highlighting our differences has helped you to understand why DISC is important. So, what are the bottom line benefits of learning DISC for each of the four styles? The benefits for D's would be: you will increase the performance of your teams, whether they are work teams, church teams, or your home team. D's will be empowered to get faster results with DISC. And when D's learn DISC, they won't have members of their team wanting to jump ship. A special story for the D's. A man called me one day and said that he had gone through our DISC training and he had a story to tell me. He told me that he was a D personality style. He then explained that he was the head of a department in a large company. Before he had DISC training, everyone in his department was trying to transfer out of his department. A few months after DISC training, the situation had become just the opposite, meaning people in other departments were trying to transfer into his department. He was amazed at how much more successful he had become after DISC training. The benefit for I's: you will become more popular. You will win more approval of others, and you will be better at inspiring others to be their best. I's will gain impressive ideas on how to be more popular and persuasive with DISC information. The benefit for S's: you will understand how to bless others better, and you will experience less conflict in your life. S's will find helpful information on how to easily gain more peace and security with DISC. The benefits for C's: you will improve the quality of your work by gaining knowledge on how to do things right for each personality style. C's will be able to do things more perfectly with DISC. I'm going to take this opportunity to let you know that I'm available to do DISC seminars on a variety of topics. You can contact me by going to my blog, creatinggreatrelationships.wordpress.com, creatinggreatrelationships.wordpress.com. In addition, I've written a book called Praying for Your Child. It blends DISC personality style information with biblical principles. It is not just a book for parents. While reading this book, you will not only learn to understand your child or children, but you will gain insights into everyone in your life. In closing, learning about DISC creates more harmony and unity. It helps us to love others the way they want to be loved. Plus, it helps each personality style receive what they specifically want more of in their relationships. This week, let's go out and start a love revolution. I'm going to end the show with Love Revolution by Newsong.